This is Ali Gatto, and you're listening to What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.
All right, fight fans, welcome to What's on Fight, the podcast that talks about all the great wrestling events and other shows you can find on, provided by the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and I have a co-host that is the one and only Finn Fish. Finn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Getting full here in Las Vegas with the tournament going on. Second biggest gambling day. This tournament is the second biggest gambled on event, second to the Super Bowl. And it is packed here. A lot of people are coming back to spend their money, which is good for me because a lot of people come here. I get the people watching. Watch all these people from Nebraska get drunk and fall over or whatever they're going to do. But as long as they're enjoying themselves, it's all good. So how's your week going? What's going on? Why am I not doing the intro? What is this about?
Well, we're going to mix it up a little bit. My week was pretty good. Went this past weekend to Colorado Springs Wrestling. Checked it out for the very first time with the friend of the show, Rocky Mountain High. And also went to the Rocky Mountain Pro live event in lower downtown Denver. And speaking of which, that's who we're reviewing this week. Rocky Mountain Pro.
Rocky Mountain Pro Charge. Episode 1 and 2. You're taking the lead because this is... You were there. You're sitting not fourth row, so I don't want to... I saw you on camera. On TV.
I was, as well as Rocky Mountain High and our friend Connor were there and live in attendance for the taping. Yes, for in this particular case, for episode number 2, which we'll get to here very, very shortly. You have anything else before we actually review episodes number 1 and 2 of Charged?
No, not really. I guess we could jump into it, and if something comes up, we just bring it up in the middle of the episode.
Yeah, we tend to go on a little bit of rat holes every once in a while, but it's all okay. As long as you guys are listening, enjoy the show, and all that kind of stuff, that's great. So, we have episode number 1, which is an intro episode, like we've been kind of mentioning before. Rocky Mountain Pro used to be called NRW, New Revolution Wrestling. When Vince Russo came in, basically, a little bit of history, he convinced the owner, Matt Yaden, that we needed to represent the great state of Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region a little bit better. So that's why they changed the name. And they talk about this at the very, very beginning of the episode. So yeah,
the name sounds a hell of a lot better. This is a better name. Not even knowing the old name versus the new name, it sounds better already.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It kind of, you know, it themes the promotion a little bit. You know, it's still able to get, you know, all kinds of talents from all over the country and world. In any case, to still come to wrestle, because one of the things that this is a little behind the curtains, behind the scenes thing. When they did the first recording of Rocky Mountain Pro that I was in attendance for, Vince Russo came up and kind of gave us a little bit of, you know, this is how we're going to record the show. Here's kind of what we like and things of that nature. He even called, you know, talking about, you know, the wrestling, you know, getting back to what professional wrestling was about. And he actually called out Rocky Mountain High at the beginning of the recording, and I hope he remembers this. He called up, so don't you, he talked about how wrestling was, and it was basically about wrestling, about great characters, storylines, things of that nature. And he goes, do you remember that, you know, old man? He called RMH, and, you know, and RMH was like, yep, I remember. So it was kind of cool that Russo gave RMH a little bit of a spotlight there, if you want to call it the recording. So just a little behind the curtains, behind the scenes things that I really enjoyed. It kind of got me in a great mood for this recording that we were there. But anyways, so they talk about NRW to RMP, why the change, they introduce the new championship belts and the champions. What do you think of the look of those?
Oh, those are ugly as the side plates are cool. The Colorado State flag. The belt colors, the differential belt colors are great. They're, you know, represent Colorado. The front plate is hideous. it looks very inexpensive. It's like, there's no definition to it. It's like really just like flattened out metal that was hammered. I don't like the front plate. Everything else looks good. I just don't like the front of it. The front faceplate of the belt.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what, you know, I'm not going to be an apologist or anything. I don't know if it's just they needed to be on a budget or anything like that. I've actually got to hold one of the belts, cause we mentioned a couple weeks ago, I got to go inside the ring to the birthday party, and I got to hold Curtis Cole's tag team championship belt. And it's actually not very heavy. It's not 16 pounds of gold, as the cliche goes. So they don't have a lot of weight to them. But you know, this is an independent promotion, or as what Russo was kind of saying, is the free market is what he was kind of mentioning.
But only the world heavyweight title is 16 pounds. Then the Intercontinental is 10, and it drops down. I get that.
Yeah.
It makes it a better prize. It'll work more. But like I said, just the front plate didn't look good. I seen it up close in a different episode. Because these are, in the first episode, they're in the background a little bit.
Right. So they talk about that. Then we get a little bit of introduction to my favorite heel tag team, especially in Rocky Mountain Pro, but probably even in any promotion. We have the Left Coast Gorillas, Hoodlum and Anaya, and Titus's storyline. They talk about the 4-Point Cartel, which is the faction that they have in there. Titus is the CEO of Rocky Mountain Pro, you know, storyline CEO. And so what do you think of the 4-Point Cartel? These bad MFers or what?
Dad, who you say this, the leader? The
Titus. Titus that Machiavelli.
That dude looks like Kingpin. He is a big, bald, white guy. Oh, yeah. I like the name. They don't dress like, except for the lead, you know, Titus. He looks like he'll be running a cartel. The other guys don't look like it, but they all look menacing. Even the girl. I don't know what her name was. She looks...
Aria.
She looks tough. They all look mean. Dad motherfucker. They look good. Not feeling the name that much, but I like the 4-Point Cartel. Dress a little bit more nice, you know.
Right, kind of like maybe like a kind of how TNA did the Main Event Mafia, where when they were doing storyline stuff, they dressed a little bit differently than when they would actually wrestle.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, exactly. So we get that. We go back to Russo and Yaden. Yaden is on top of the quarry. That's the arena that RMP wrestles out of. And he's in the cage. And Russo tells Yaden, "Get back in that cage, you animal." I just cracked up laughing when I saw that, because it just was, you know, this entire episode, Russo is just going to make all kinds of weird comments, just comedic comments, and I get a kick out of every single one of them.
Yeah, there's something coming up. One of my, a few were my favorite. I really enjoyed it. But this little later on in this episode, or the next episode, I should say.
Right, yeah. So they do that, and then we cut right back to the backstory of the interaction between Titus and Yaden. And basically, Russo interrupts their conversations and asks Yaden, you know, are you still a wrestler, or is the wrestler out of you? Because you're supposed to be the owner and the business presence of the company. So it kind of gives a little bit of backstory about how we got to where we're at now before we jump into charged under the RMP umbrella versus the NRW umbrella. So.
Right.
So it's kind of easy to follow along.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope.
No, that's good. I mean, so far, yeah. When I was following along with it, I like, I think we were talking about this last week. Get us more backstory of what's going on, especially when there's no, you know, that failed world tour we had to watch. Give us more story about the people, what's going on. And this is a smart move since there's changing names. They changed, two or three different cable providers before they actually landed into a good spot. So, you know, you gotta reintroduce yourself. So this is a great episode to do that in.
Right. And like I always say, you know, cause you never know where somebody's gonna start watching your product if you're on, Fight TV or if you happen to be just on YouTube or wherever. You know, you're not gonna get everybody to start at the beginning and then try to catch up. So if they're jumping in some point in your history, it's always kind of a good idea to help them get involved, get caught up quickly. And if they want to go back to watch the history, then that's, you know, that's their option. That's a good thing. So, RMP, in my opinion, does a really, really good job at this, just this intro episode and the week to week, which, you'll see if you guys were watching, from this point on to watch their future episodes every week, every Wednesday. That you'll see that they do a great job from episode to episode. So, after that, we get, introduced to Humphrey Jacobs I and Sam Udell. Sam Udell is also known as Sammy Six Guns, and he's also Dak Draper from NWL. So shout out to NWL Kansas City, Spanish Announce Table, Captain Awesome, T-Mac, who know Dak pretty darn well as well. So,
yeah, we need to learn a little bit more about Humphrey Jacobs the First. he's a wild character. I liked him in the next episode. He's pretty funny. I like his gimmick. He's a pretty solid gimmick.
He's got a great gimmick, and I've met him a few times. He's a great guy. Breaking kayfabe, he actually owns a CrossFit gym. He's a personal trainer, so. It's kind of cool. So, so after that, we get a little bit of story of them, their interaction. We get, back to Russo on top of, Lookout Mountain, which is, if you guys are not familiar with the Denver, Colorado area, Lookout Mountain is kind of like one of the big mountains that separates the mountains to the city part of Denver. And it's kind of like, been known for like years and years, like make out spots, things of that nature. And he mentions that it's 15,000 feet up and, not so much because we get a bicyclist, cruising by in the shot and, Russo kind of gives the bicyclist a little grief. So about it cracking me up because I'm a bicyclist. So I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching. I'm like, yeah, I'm way up here. It's high. It's hard to reach. I had to climb up here. Next thing you know, there's a bike. Everybody's like, yeah. How did you get up here, Mr.? You know, all this improv, crazy stuff that happened. But I liked Russo's very good. Funny enough, as me being the creative genius from the All Wrestling Weekend Review, I've been compared to Russo more than anyone else.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, okay, what's wrong with that? Oh, he came up with the blah, blah, blah on the pole, blah, blah, blah on the pole, and this on the... Like, yeah, but he's creative. I don't... that shit was on TV, so...
Right, but the thing, my argument with that is that you remember it, don't you?
Yeah, you remember the crazy shit he came up with.
Exactly.
So I don't... that's not a diss to me to compare me to... Vince Russo in the creative aspect. I think I'm better than him in the regard, you know. I come up with creative ideas for everyone, but all the same, when I do get compared to creativity, that I'm out there, it's to Vince Russo, which not bad at all.
No, I don't think so either. So after that, we get caught up with the past events between Matt Yaden and Jason Jackson. He's half of the tag team champions currently at the time this intro episode airs. So that's just kind of back and forth, you know, guerrilla warfare, attacking in parking lots, things of that nature. So we get kind of caught up with the that, you know, Yaden may not have the wrestler out of him. He may still want to wrestle and be the wrestler and the businessman all at the same time. And, you know, one thing is probably maybe going to have to give. It's hard to say.
Right. Which, he looks very young. So I was like, yeah, he owns Rocky Mountain Pro. He owns Gaiden's Wrestling Academy. I don't know what it's called.
It's called the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy.
So he owns both, and he looks, like I said, he looks young. Give him like 32 or so, you know. I mean, a little older, but I'm like, damn, this guy's doing good for us, you know. He owns, you know, running his own company. I see why the wrestler's not out of him, because he's not as old as some of the promoters I see. You know, even with Vince, he still wrestles, so he gives a shit.
Right, exactly. Yep, so after that, we cut back to Russo. He's still trying to convince us that he climbed up Lookout Mountain and gives us a little that he's got a little bit of blood coming from one of his fingers and the sacrifices he'll make for the show for the audience. So
is this where he's overlooking the school?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, when we get there, that was funny.
Yeah. So, they then do another quick cut, give us a little storyline to get, caught up with, the tag team of, Stephen Ashburn and Tyler Stinson, what they're called I think it's called the Balance. They were kind of breaking up when I kind of got into becoming a fan of, RMP. Tyler Stinson is, actually a technically real MMA fighter. He's got a winning record. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but I wouldn't want to, you know, even though he is not a real big bulky muscular guy, I still wouldn't want to meet him. But he's actually really nice. I met him the last show I went to, and he actually said hi to me before I got to say hi to him. So So we got a little bit of meltdown happening between those two guys.
Yeah, but you guys aren't in the same weight class, right? You and Tyler, so.
Oh no, so
you can talk all the trash you want. Say, hey, we're not in the same weight class. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think I'd probably outweigh.
Yeah, that's usually what I tell you. Like, yeah, when MMA fighters, like, I can take him, but we're just not in the same weight class, so we can't fight anyway. So.
So after that, we get Matt Yaden back talking about the women of RMP, and that's the Lockett's division. Yeah, can't talk. And then we get introduced to the Angel Trinity and Alligato feud, which is kind of like one of their mainstays of the two women in the RMP division there. So, what'd you think of these two women cat fighting?
I always enjoy a nice cat fight. I don't know about that, Alligato. That's
Alligato.
That sounds like one name. You know, Alligato, but it's Alligato. So, right. I like Alligato. That sounds like a fucking killer name.
Yeah. It's actually, my understanding, breaking kayfabe again. She actually had a different name, and when Russo came in, he polished it up and changed it, so now she's, wrestling under, Alligato, which definitely is a, I've heard her on a couple other different podcasts, and she, that name is just so much, works out so much better for her.
No, it sounds like a good name. If it was just like one whole name, like.
Yeah.
Or if you say it, sounds like one whole name. But it's Ali. Miss Alligato. No.
Right.
Alligato! Shit! Let her run.
So, Yeah. So after we get introduced to the ladies, so Russo is back and he's in the mighty Colorado River, and
he swam there upstream, right?
He's something. Yeah. He's risking his life in the mighty Colorado where his grandmama bathed him as a kid. And the only thing I had to say was that, you know, nice looking legs. And, Yaden calls him out that, it's not where he's at. He's actually in a stream.
Yeah, they pan up and he's in a stream. And isn't he from New York?
Yeah, you're from New York. How's your grandmama supposed to bathe you in here? So this is the kind of, just like I said, this episode was just kind of just a fun watch. So this is just kind of just adds to it, that I just enjoyed from it.
Yeah.
So after this little vignette with Russo and Yaden, we get introduced to the upgrades tag team of Rolls Royce Isaacs and Cody Devine. Cool. Our friend Rolls Royce Isaacs, that we had interviewed him. If you want to go back and listen to the interview, it's a few episodes back, but it was a great interview. We thank him for coming on and doing the interview with us.
Okay.
It was totally fun.
Now that we finally got the hit on Royce Isaacs, went to the FSW event a couple weeks back with my friend, and he asked me, he's like, hey, I want to check out the Royce Isaacs interview with you. He's like, but did you call him out? I said, no, I didn't call him out. He should have called him out. I was like, no, but I'm going to call him out now since he's not. So we went to the last tapings of, we didn't know at the time, of Paragon Pro Wrestling. And we saw these two ladies, very attractive, extremely attractive in the crowd. And one was an MMA promoter. And, you know, my friend, you know, he's chatting out with her. And he's like, I'm just waiting here. My friend's wrestling tonight. And the other girl's like, oh, have we seen him yet? You know, she's like, no, he's at the end of the show. And I'm like, okay, I watched the whole show. I'm thinking, who could it be that we haven't seen yet that's going to be on this episode? And I've narrowed it down to Royce Isaacs and someone else that I haven't wrestled. But my friend, like, still talking to her, hey, you know, they're supposed to hold the first MMA event in Henderson, Nevada, the smaller, suburb of Las Vegas, but. Anyway, and she said, okay, call me. You know, she gave us a business card to call her for free MMA tickets. And then they made a bet on one of the, I think it was a Rousey fight they made a bet on. One of the MMA, they made a bet on the Sasha match. They made a bet on one of the matches where he would buy her a drink if that person lost. Well, that person lost, so he ordered her a drink, and we were looking to get our free, was it real MMA tickets, but she never called us back. Or called him back, because I didn't get her. I was out of it. But she was actually there to see Royce Isaacs. And she was very, very attractive, I can say. So, he's like, he wanted me to call him out and say, your friend still sold us tickets to the MMA event. But I couldn't do it when he was there. But that's just my little Royce Isaacs behind the scenes news. We're still looking for those MMA tickets because we wanted to go to the heart of Henderson, Nevada to watch the first ever outdoor event, which we didn't get free tickets to. So I'm sad. But this is where Vince Russo is talking about he's a football star, right?
Yes. Yeah, he's trying to convince us that he is actually from Colorado and not New York. And he was a football star here in Colorado. And not so much, Yaden says.
Wasn't that like a junior high even? It wasn't even a high school, it was a junior high. It was something where it was like, he kept calling him out. It's like, this is like, yeah, what school was it? Like something, what school was it? And he eventually named the school and all that. I like this, but it was very funny.
Yeah. He's you know, Russo's just trying to put himself over. So we got him still, Russo still clowning around. And then after that, we get caught up on the ongoing feud with Mario Vanger and Rolls Royce Isaacs. He's got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
In RMP. So they show him, them back and forth. Probably one of the best, scenes just in the early going here of RMP. We get, Royce Isaacs in the grocery store, getting a bag of sugar. Now, why that makes any sense is that Mario Venger's catchphrase is he's sugar-free Mario Venger, and he's on a crusade to get sugar out of your diet and not become a fat boy. So he attacks him in the parking lot of the somewhere. And with the bag of sugar, trying to poison him, as Mario would say. So it was great. I'm surprised they didn't when they filmed this. They didn't have the grocery store staff interfering them, so they got this pretty well. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, where's Vanager from?
He's Austrian.
Oh, that's Austrian guy. Yeah, because he has an accent. Yeah. He's like, no sugar. Royce Isaacs just pummels him with a... Not a bag. Not a bag that a normal household would buy. This is I thought he dumped salt on him. Like,
no, it was sugar.
It was sugar, but it comes in that humongous bag. I think, what, a 10-pound bag, maybe?
Could be, yeah.
Oh, just dump sugar. You poisoned me. Fucked up. I did like that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. And then after that, we get cut back to Russo, who wants us to be very quiet because he's tracking a bear. And Yaden is there. Just pan to the right a little bit. And no, you're barely in the woods. No, I'm not. I'm in the woods. Back and forth. So that was the comedic styling back from Russo once again in this intro episode. And what'd you think of Russo's bear tracking skills?
It was funny because this whole time I'm in the woods, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, he sold it to me very good. I'm like, okay. But then when they pan over to Yaden, it's like, you can see the street. Everybody's like, no, you're not. Yeah. Like, deep in the woods. Like, they pan back over, you see cars and stuff behind them. Like, no, you're not. that was very, very funny.
Yep. And then after that, we get a little bit more of the Vanger Isaacs past storyline. Royce hits Vanger with a fish out of a cooler. That was pretty funny. Well, at least it wasn't sugar, but it was definitely probably a slimy fish.
Yeah.
But
would have hit him with a halibut.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah.
Is it a mackerel?
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, holy mackerel! Is it a mackerel? Like the guy didn't know what kind of fish it was. I didn't know either. You know. Despite the name.
I'm not a fish. If it was a native Colorado fish, it might have been a rainbow trout, but I'm not real sure. So didn't look like a trout, but yeah. Just my limited fishing experience.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. In the middle of the ring, just took a fish out of the cooler and smacked him upside the head.
Yeah, exactly. So we're back to Russo and Yaden, and they are back. They're telling you guys, we're up to doing anything to up the ante for RMP. And for the first time ever, we're going to have a kiddie slide match. And so they're trying to figure us out. So the rules are they get in, whoever gets to the bottom wins. So they do it. Russo gets in first. Yaden follows him, get a little bit of a scuffle. They're at the bottom of the slide, and Russo gets out of the slide first. Don't know what he wins for it, but they at least got it done. And then speaking of fish, Russo shows off his catch that he pulled out of the river.
Okay, this is funny as shit. Look, oh man, look at this big fish I caught. I don't think it's real. No, I just caught it. It's metal. It's on poles. I just caught it. I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was very funny. Clearly, he's a metal fish, but on stand.
Yeah, they're breaking kayfabe. They're still at this playground with the kiddie slide and everything, and it's just, you know, all kinds of things kids can climb and jump off of, you know, things of that nature. So then after this, after they're all of Yaden's and Russo's kidding around, we cut to Yaden in their former training facility. I believe it's called the Grudge training facility, something to that effect. So sorry if I don't get it exactly right, guys, but he's talking about pumping up the talent for their debut on national TV and getting their move to the quarry. So RMP, 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 you know, so it was great. So that's the end of episode number one, the intro episode. Very, very entertaining. So Finn, what did you think about the intro episode as a whole collectively?
Very good intro episode. Just on the intro episode alone, good camera work, great explanation of where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. I find it a little too much comedy between the two. Just for this episode, we could get a little bit more fused, but I do like the switching of back and forth between the two. So I'm giving it, I want to give this just an intro episode, a 9. I'm going high. I'm really high on this.
That me too, because I'm going to give them a 9 as well. I was entertained. Like I said, I just got into visiting them just slightly before they became RMP. So some of the stuff I knew, some of it I did not. So it was great. So I'm going to give it a 9 plus also too. You know, not to be a shill, but if you guys want to be entertained and looking for a great promotion to watch in upcoming weeks, definitely start here. This will get you going. You do not necessarily have to catch any of the other former stuff on YouTube with their YouTube channel, but this will get you going right into episode number 2 and beyond.
Yeah, and then with us and them being on Fight, it's not like this is a one and done episode. You can go back weeks later and watch this episode again. You know,
exactly.
It doesn't fade away. It's still prominent, and some people remember theirs, which is great. But you could, Fight TV has been adding a lot of good stuff, changing up the format almost weekly. As they're getting more people, wanting more, you know, different things, and it's good because, you know, they got categories and stuff now for us to choose from. And next, they're starting to add commercials at the beginning of the show, which is great because, you know, I watch a lot of wrestling, not as much as last month, but a lot of wrestling through the Fight app, and it's all free for us. So, you know, unless we're going to pay for a show here and there. So I do like that they're adding and upgrading and getting better stuff, getting better quality wrestling, adding wrestling. I still think that you added Rocky Mountain Pro to Fight. So I need more research, but I'm still calling you on it. And we talked about it, and then weeks later it happened. I don't know, man. I don't know. But so check out these episodes. And if there's any company, they start off at number one. A lot of these companies start off at number one on. I think like 90% of them start off at number one.
Right.
They might have a lot of episodes up, but a lot of them are at number one. You can always go back to their archives and watch their episodes on Fight. You know, they have them all there up on Fight. They don't go away, come back later. It's all there ready for you to be watched.
Exactly. Yeah, and then in this particular case with RMP, this was a good point for them to start with their episodes because of the name change. It's a new era, and if we want to get right into episode 2, the era of pro wrestling elevated.
Ah. And
somebody loves this phrase.
Ah. Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling Elevated. Ah, what a name. I'm not from the Rocky Mountain area, but I imagine, you know, it's elevated. Mile high, you know, the mile high place. So, wrestling is elevated. Ah, what a great name. I like that phrase. Good phrasing of pro wrestling. Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling Elevated. They should call the show Elevated. I'd have been, probably would have did a cartwheel or tried to do one.
Well, I think they were just trying to keep the name because they were using Charge when they still were our NRW. So it kind of makes sense. Their other show, Ignition, then, you know, of course, then pairs with Charge. Charge is Ignition.
Yeah.
So they just were trying to keep it together, kind of keep it collectively and kind of marry everything together. So that's kind of how I looked at it. So we start off the episode with Matt Yaden and Hoodlum of the Left Coast Gorillas backstage talking about RMP debuting to the world and Hootie is getting Yaden a little grief about, are you nervous? You know, I should be out there with you because I made this company, not you, all that kind of stuff like that. So getting a little tension there, started right here at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, which is good, start off right off the bat, like, you know, the heel, the owner of the company, I mean, the owner of the company ain't the heel, but the owner of the company and then the heel, you know, see, making sure he's ready for this opportunity, which is good. Good, right off the bat, playing up for what's going to happen later on tonight.
Exactly. So after that, we get the opening credits. This is the big opening credits. Following episodes, they just do a simple credits, but this is the big one, you know, kind of giving a little bit of a voiceover by Yaden about this is Rocky Mountain Pro, basically. So, you know, they kind of talked about, you know, here we are. This is us. So did that get you excited to get this episode started?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The voiceover?
Yeah. We are here to find... good opener. I liked it. I was like, they're not doing this every episode. That was my first thought. Episode, I watched it. I don't think this is going to happen. But, yeah, great opening for your first wrestling episode. So, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Right. So after that, we get our commentators for the episode, Big Rob and Danger Dean. Danger Dean is a professional wrestler in the Colorado area, more specifically, more often the Colorado Springs area. But I think at the time he was coming from injury, so he was healing. So might as well get on the announce team and pair up with Big Rob, who's a DJ as well from the Colorado Springs area. So they, I thought they had great chemistry throughout the night. What'd you think of the?
Oh yeah, yeah, they did. Team? Yeah, pretty, very good. They did a very good job. Big Rob and Danger Dean. It's not like a morning show, but
yeah, exactly. So, and I met Danger Dean a few times at couple other wrestling promotions, and of course, Colorado Springs Wrestling, I got to see him as well. So, we get after that, Matt Yaden is in the ring to cut a promo about RMP. Basically, the same thing about the voiceover. We're here, we're on national TV, and everything like that. And then Finn spotted some people he know in the crowd.
I mean, Rocky Mountain High is very, very hard to miss. It's a big guy. And I met him quite a few times. He was staying at his house for a couple of days when I was out in Denver. So I knew him right off the bat, sitting, not fourth row, but he was sitting up front. And I imagine you were on to his, left from when I was watching it. And then, on his right. And then I guess the other guy was, I don't know him, but he would have been on his left. You guys are sitting.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Our mutual friend Connor, was with us there. So we were sitting right there at first row, trying to still keep my gimmick, but we were there front and center. Well, a little off center, but it was definitely fun to be there front row. And we didn't necessarily want to be on camera. We just kind of picked these seats and wanted to be entertained. So little shout out to spotting us there in the crowd. So so after that, Yaden thanks Russo for getting RMP to where it's at. However, he gets interrupted by Titus Machiavelli, the evil genius of professional wrestling, and the four-point cartel. So what did you think about this little startup of the show?
Oh, they said they were going to come out there, and, you know, they did. To mess us up, and it makes sense. What's the guy? Big Vic is the CEO, you know, so shouldn't he be out there as well?
Titus is the CEO.
Oh, Titus. Yeah.
Big Vic is the other big guy.
Oh, shit. Oh, Big Vic is the guy he wrestles. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, that makes, you know, they should be out there as well. You know, you might own the company, but you put me in charge of this stuff. And so why am I not out there?
Right. Yeah. Of making the matches.
Yeah.
And so, and then speaking of making the matches, Titus challenges Yaden that he needs to have a match against, Jason Jackson. And Yaden tries to back away out of it. He's like, no, I'm supposed to be the business guy and the wrestler's supposed to be out of me. That's what Russo told me, you know, that kind of stuff. But, Titus basically, just keeps on challenges and pushes him and starts to leave, but then Yaden decides to go ahead and just clock Titus, and the four-point cartel jump Yaden, and that sets up the match for later tonight.
Right, the main event. It's the main event.
The main event of the night, yep. Right. So, very, very beginning, great beginning of the episode. Kind of sets up the feel, the excitement for the episode. And so after all that chaos happens, we get another little bit of a flashback of Humphrey Jacobs I and Sam Udell's history of how they were friends, not friends, you know, the questionable friendship and a little bit of rivalry we have between the two. And then after that little quick little flashback, we got Vince Russo. He's outside the quarry waiting on Humphrey Jacobs to get there, who is the king of old style, which I think you like this his catchphrase.
His catchphrase. And then the whole time they're saying his name, Humphrey Jacobs I. And I keep thinking it's Humphrey Jacobs III, which is, there's an anime about Lupin III. First and third, it's all, I like the first and the third, but, the king of old style. There was a king of, you know, king of strong style, king of, with the European style. Did they have that showed up for the guys from the European tournament? So, you know, everyone wants to be the king of some style, but be the king of old style. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this guy cut a promo.
And Jacobs is basically, he is the 80s guy. And that's what Russo calls him. You know, he calls him the 80s guy. And he cuts a great promo referencing a whole bunch of 80s shows and past things about the 80s, and that he's ready to get his Colorado Cup back, which is a tournament they have. So,
and man, he even mentions Cheers.
Cheers and Norm. Yeah. So where everybody knows your name.
But this guy's funny. He's like, why am I in my wrestling gear? Because I'm ready for a match. Because he drives up in his car. But he's already in his wrestling gear. It's like, but I didn't see his wrestling gear until he said something and you didn't see it. So I thought he was just in a shirt and his, you know, jeans or whatever he was going to wear. But, well, man, my wrestling gear, I'm here for a fight. Like, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Yep. So, after this, we get our first match of the episode, and that's, Tyler Stinson versus Big Vig. Ugh. And he is a one solid man, Big Vig is. He's half of the tag team champions. And, we get, Stinson basically starts the match by, chopping Vig down with some kicks and, just trying to get him down, because, you know, the only way you're going to get down a giant such as Big Vig is to get him down to the ground to do a ground and pound attack, I think.
Yeah, and Tyler Stinson is the MMA guy, and they mentioned now that they're in Rocky Mountain Pro, their closed fists are legal.
Right.
And then they brought up the rule about the touching the rope break. You like a rope break
touch. You can only get two. Yeah, that's one thing unique about RMP. You can only rope break twice in a match. If you go for a third time, the referee is just going to let it go. So if you're in a submission hold, you're not going to be able to get the person that's applying the submission to break it.
Yeah, if this match was to explain that to me, this is a great match. Because he put him in a submission and he grabbed the rope and then he pinned him and grabbed the rope. So Big Vic got pinned and submitted and grabbed the rope, and he ran out of rope break. So that was a good match to explain the rope break rule.
Right. Yeah, but especially with the first match of the episode and the new RMP. That's definitely a great little fine detail that they put in to get people started with this.
Yeah, but other than that, nope. Oh no.
So, after that, Aria, who's the, I guess you would call him Valet of Titus, comes out, distracts, Tyler, and Vig finally gets his offensive going. But then, also at the time when, Stinson came out, his tag team, quote unquote, tag team partner, Ashburn, Steven Ashburn, came down with him and just was at ringside. So after that, Stinson hits the axe kick on Big Vig, but then Jason Jackson comes out, distracts Stinson, and then Ashburn, for some odd reason, hits the cameraman, which then further distracts Stinson, and Big Vig gets the win after hitting a hellacious black hole slam.
One move. So like, he had one move in this whole match. Nope. Yeah. Not feeling it. Come on, that's the guy getting more. You know, I know you're a bigger guy, but man, at least. Well, I know. You get your ass whooped. You hit one move? No. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I don't feel those.
Yeah. And as you could see, they're setting up this little rivalry between Stinson and Ashburn for later on down the road. Uneasiness.
It seems like if you're a tag team in the Rocky Mountain Pro, you're not going to be together long. There's like five tag teams breaking up at once. what's the name? Royce Isaacs and his teammate were just breaking up. These two guys are breaking up, and I forget what other team. I just lost it, but they're breaking up as well. I'm like, damn.
it's tough. Yeah, tough on the tag team division right now. Yeah. So after this match, we get Izzy Ray and Russo are backstage with Yaden, making sure that he really wants to go through with this match with Jason Jackson later tonight. And Yaden's basically, yep, I'm going to go through it. Russo confirms the match, so he said, you've got it, we're going to do it, and it's going to be a street fight.
Yep. Straight, you know, reminding them, hey, are you really want to fight? You're supposed to be running the business, not a wrestler. Come on, man. So I like that.
Yeah, still can't get the wrestler out of Yaden.
Yeah.
So after that, Big Rob, Danger Dean are back. Let us know about that match, as well as they have a number one contender match for the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, as well tonight. And then we get a little vignette after that with, Nanny AC and the Devil explaining the dangers of Halloween, which is
Nanny air sugar. Conditioning? Nanny AC. Oh, she nurses your air conditioning. Not bad, you know. But this is funny. This is a pretty funny vignette, though. Or backstage.
Yeah. Yeah, so little kayfabe, when they recorded this, it was right around Halloween time. So this kind of lined up with the time, because so that's kind of worked well for when this originally premiered on the Realm Network and before it came to Fight TV. But so she's telling the kids about the, you know, danger of Halloween sugar, and so is the Devil. And there's some weird looking Unabomber guy there at the water fountain. What is going on there in the background? It's kind of sneaking around. Looks like he's a technician for the water fountain. It's kind of hard to say, but this guy attacks, we find out that the Devil is actually Mario Venger. The kids call him out because they can hear through the mask of his accent. But then the water fountain guy attacks Mario and is revealed to be the one and only Rolls-Royce I-6.
And he attacks him from behind. I don't know if he had a wrench or something. It whacked the shit. I don't know.
Yeah, well, he was there to fix the water fountain and to attack Mario.
Oh, shit. You got two jobs. Jeez, man.
Exactly.
You got to afford that Rolls-Royce there, Isaac. So, you know, I guess you got to do all the work you can.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
A fun little video.
Little kid screaming when he gets beat up.
And then, so we then cut back to Titus's office and the before mentioned partner of I-6, Cody Devine, introduces himself to Titus, and Aria, the valet, there is back there in the office with him. And he wants to join the cartel. And Titus kind of explains to Devine that you don't join, you get invited. And, you know, speaking of sugar, Cody Devine, did you feel like Cody Devine was maybe hopped up on a little bit of sugar when he was going, yep.
Devine?
Cody Devine.
No,
yeah, what's your name?
What's your name? Devine. Devine? Yeah, I guess he's a good promo. I don't know the guy. I mean, you look like he's hopped up. He's like, yeah, I'm going to join, but, I mean, just between you and him, and can I be a part of the cartel? You know, I want to be part. It's like, damn. You have to slow him down and say, yeah, just go out there and, you know, show us what you got. Well, don't call me, I'll call you type of deal there.
Exactly. Yeah. So after that, we get our first commercial.
Uh-oh.
In Rocky Mountain Pro, and it's for the aforementioned Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. We got Yaden, Hoodlum, and Vince Russo talking about, you know, if you want to be a professional wrestler, this is where to get your character on. Oh. So, kind of a simple, you know, a lot of the students, or a lot of the talent in Rocky Mountain Pro are students from the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy, and have not been wrestling for all too long. So that's one kind of thing that I'd like to ask you all to think about when you guys are watching these episodes. These are all students that have not been wrestling for all too long, maybe 2 years or less, except for, you know, except for some of the, you know, bigger names that, you know, travel to other promotions, things of that nature. And so, you know, they're still doing these skill sets, and to have the courage for them to put on a show with the, you know, they were still called students at the time. So, something to think about.
No.
Breaking kayfabe a little bit.
No, Wessel Femiyoma commercials? Oh, no.
Yeah, just a simple promotion. Hey, man, if you own the company, you can put your own damn commercials on, right?
Oh, man. We need some cool commercials. But yeah, you know, we like our commercials, so we talk about those. But yeah, I know it's cool, you know, promoting within. Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. So, after our commercial, we have the Left Coast Gorillas backstage talking about the upcoming number one contenders match, the four-way match that's coming up. And if you guys don't know the Left Coast Gorillas, this is kind of their gimmick. They're brothers, and they fight like brothers in against opponents and against themselves. So... And so what do you think about your first experience with the Left Coast Gorillas? What do you think of them?
They're cool. Got a nice little gimmick. You know, the brothers. Why are they the Left Coast Gorillas? What's the significance of Left Coast?
Because they're billed from California.
But why? They're not West Coast.
Well, if you look at a map, the Left Coast is California.
Because every time you say left. You say Left Coast, people are like, left? What, they got left behind? What the fuck? Yeah, I get it, but it's like, yeah. I just thought they're all from, you know, based out of Colorado. So I'm like, is that something, the Colorado thing, you know?
Yeah, that's where I believe at least Hoodlum is from. So Hoodie, if I'm wrong, don't beat me up too much. That's where they're from. You'll notice in maybe possible couple episodes that Anaya wears a Raiders hat, and Hoodie wears a Long Beach hat. Oh. That says Long Beach on it. So.
She's gonna get a bit of hat pretty soon. Coming to Las Vegas, and upgrade.
There you go. Speaking of upgrades, you know, Cody DeLine and Isaac. So, after that, we get, we go backstage to the dressing room area. We got the champ. The champ is here. Sam Udell.
Sam Udell.
He's talking about the four-way match and why he makes the money around here, and that's basically because they skimp on the dressing room area a little bit.
Skimp? They had curtains up. They look like a, I thought it was a, what do you call it? The horse trailer. You know where they keep the horse? I'm like, what the f? You don't know where to hang his clothes. There's no privacy, and someone can just look over or look through. Like, this ain't no damn locker room. This is raggedy. Oh, man. This is cold. You can't treat your talent like this.
So breaking kayfabe a little bit, the quarry, I believe, it's in the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, which I believe this particular building is where they had at one time did a lot of livestock shows. So that's why they've got the cages and stuff for their locker rooms, offices, things of that nature. So... kind of have to get a little bit of, you know, honestly, you have to do a little bit of disbelief when you're watching this. But, you know, they kind of make it work, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that just, it's like, man, they cheaped out on a champ because they pay him too much. That makes sense, you know.
Yeah, and he called him out for it, so. So, after this, we... cut to earlier in the day, Alligato and Titus are in the garden talking about whatever, but they get interrupted by Naughty.
Alligato's the women's champ, right? Or at this time?
Yes, she's the women's champ at the time of this recording. Yes,
man. Ooh.
But so she gets they get interrupted. Allie goes off, and Titus and Naughty. Have a little conversation, and basically, Titus calls Naughty out for leaving, wanting to get involved in MMA, you know, all that stuff like that. And she wants to come back. Titus isn't really sure about it and says, well, don't call us. We'll call you about getting you back into RMP.
He should have said Naughty. Naughty, that's a I like what happened to her later on in the night. I don't know if that's retaliation for what she had done to, you know. But it, I did like, that's probably my favorite thing coming up. Oh, man. I was hooping and hollering when that happened.
Yeah. So, after this, we get to the before mentioned, number one contender match. We have Anaya versus Hoodlum versus Humphrey Jacobs the First versus Sam Udell. And this is a number one contenders match for the champion, for a shot at the championship. But the champion is in there. And they did mention, of course, you know, if Sam wins, then he doesn't have to have a number one contender to his championship.
Which I never understand in wrestling.
But they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. Like, oh man, I don't want to defend my belt. It's like, don't you get paid when you do defend it? When you want to defend it more? When you're a heel, you're like, I don't want to fight these guys, or I'm going to interfere so I have no challenger at the pay-per-view. But no, you want to have a challenger at the pay-per-view because you get paid more, you know, I guess. So that's.
And then you'll have to, if you lose, then you're going to wrestle this match and wrestle another match. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop interfering. just interfere with the weaker guy or beat the guy down that you want to win. Beat them both down so you get at least one weak opponent. But,
So this match just starts off, you know, normally, we get, one of the big signature moves by the Left Coast Gorillas, which is their double cannonballs when they have each of their opponents in the on the ground in the turnbuckle. It's kind of one of their signature moves. We have a Tower of Doom hit. Jacobs has, I believe, Anaya on the rope, but then Udell comes in and hits the Tower of Doom on both of them, and they mention how big and strong Sam Udell is. So, you have anything else to say about this match before?
It was a good match.
It was a good match. It was fairly quick. They kind of did a lot of quick little high spots, but after all that, Jacobs sneaks in and gets the pin, so he becomes the number one contender to the championship.
Yeah. Stinson is upset with Ashburn backstage. Oh, that's right.
So
because he interfered, got thrown out. That's the guy that got him distracted and got hit with a sidewalk slam.
The black hole slam. So he's upset. He's kind of trying to ask Ashburn what's his problem. And Ashburn's basically, you just don't get it, you know, I'm the best and all that kind of stuff like that. So we're, possibly setting up for some feud between Stinson and Ashburn in the future.
Yep.
This is
what I've been waiting for. This is funny. This is hilarious.
This, we get a little bit of, well, let's just basically say it. Let's cue the 70s music. So we get a little bit of the video kind of looking like it's aged a little bit from the 70s, get that kind of style, and we have somebody a lot of you listeners may know, and that's Miss Marty Foxy Bell.
Yep.
We have to get
just walking down the hall, and then
we get to follow her walking down the hall. Exactly,
which makes sense when they're following her, because the next scene, why would there be a camera there? Because she walked in with the camera. So okay,
right. So Foxy gets into the women's restroom and catches Naughty in the restroom, and basically they just have a scuffle.
Nah, you're underselling this one. This is great. Naughty was on the toilet. Foxy busts open the door like, are you Naughty? Like, I don't know. I guess it's not even banging into the restroom, but he's like, are you Naughty? Yeah, she starts beating her up, and Naughty's trying to pull up her pants. She's getting her ass kicked. And the restroom. And Foxy is his, Marty Foxy Bell is putting it on her. Oh, man, getting caught in the bathroom using the restroom, and then someone busts in there and beating you up while you're trying to cover yourself. Is, I think it's hilarious. She could have whooped on her. This one's thinking maybe the cartel put out a hit on Nazi. I don't know. I don't. And maybe after these episodes, I can find out more. But I think that's what this was. The Nazi ass or something. Yeah, she got caught doing a Nazi and then got the I liked it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. Marty Foxy Bell definitely wanted to make sure that Nati knew her name and that she was here to kick some ass. Whether you got your pants on or not.
That was great, I thought.
Okay, well, so after this, we get Curtis Cole, doing a promo outside, and there's a charge, championship. He's the current charge champion next week, but all he wants to talk about is how he's up with his roommate last night playing Resident Evil 5, and his save file didn't upload.
Yeah, is this the guy, this is not the tag team guy you took the picture of, right?
This is, yes.
This dude, he looked like a chicken. Chicken is the Briscoe.
Well, Titus Machiavelli calls him Sideshow Bob.
But like, this is what Mark Briscoe looked like. This he had the wild hair and the bushy beard. At that time. And this is what the guy looked like. But this dude is like so like he has a California attitude. He's like, man, I'm so mad. Oh, the save file. I upgraded all my weapons, and I got this. And he throws his sunglasses down. He's like, I just paid for those. Damn it. And he picks them up and they're missing. I thought he picked up a different pair, or those were just gimmick pairs. He like picks them up and both lenses are missing. Like, I don't care. I'll just wear them anyway. I just bought them. And who is he supposed to be fighting? Someone next week's like, whatever. What's his name? You faced him before. I did. Ah, oh, man, it's just so long ago. Oh, whatever. Yeah. Man, I'm still thinking. He's still distracted by everything else in life except for what's going on. This is funny. This is funny as well.
Yeah, and we're going to get more from this from Curtis Cole. Curtis Cole is, in my opinion, he's a great talent. Speaking of great talented, breaking kayfabe, if any of you guys remember when a few months ago when Goldberg came back to WWE Monday Night Raw in Denver, Curtis Cole was one of the Mile High Trio that faced Strowman in that 3-on-1. So just if you guys may or may not recognize him, he was kind of the guy that kind of went all out and hit his head against another one of the wrestler's head. And so just a little shout out to Curtis there that he got to appear on WWE programming.
I wonder how he fared in that match.
I don't think any of them fared all too well.
Yeah, you get that. You got beat.
Yeah. So after this, we get to our main event of the night, and that's our street fight: Jason Jackson versus Mercury Matt Yaden.
Mercury Matt Yaden. What is the Mercury? Is it the Mercury's not a god, is he? I know from the Greek mythology of Mercury.
Right.
But that's where he gets his name from, or you don't know, or
I believe so, because his logo is the helmet, like the Greek helmet. So yeah, so I believe so. Hopefully we can have Matt on the show for our interview in the next couple of weeks. That would be great. Now that RMP is on the Fight TV app, we would love to have him and all the talent from RMP on to talk about RMP and the Fight app as well. So,
okay.
Let me
talk about this Jason Jackson.
Jason Jackson?
Okay, man. It's not a bad name, but it's kind of lazy, easy. Jason Jack. It's just Jason with an X in him. It's like, it's a cool name, but I'm not feeling his name. Jason Jackson.
Yeah.
It's too similar, just one letter off. Nah. Unless this is his real name, but other than that, you could have chose something a little bit better. Jason Jackson. Oh, Jackson Jackson. Not Jason Jackson. Jackson Jason. But, I don't know. Too similar, you know, to have the same name, pretty much. But, yep, we can start the street fight.
Yep. So, and it starts off with both of them just going at it, just punching each other until basically Big Vig comes out and distracts Jaden. And shortly after that, we have Jackson grabs a baseball bat from under the ring and just starts wailing on Jaden and everything. So, like I said, this is a street fight, so anything can go. So, and speaking of going, shortly after this, Jaden goes under the ring and grabs a huge green plastic shovel. And, okay, we're at the quarry. Used to be to hold livestock shows. So, what do you think this green plastic shovel used to be for? And the commentators kind of mentioned that there possibly could be some anthrax on the shovel. Who knows? Or other crap could possibly be on the shovel as well.
Yeah. A lot of shit going on.
So, shortly after that, they just continue their fight and they get on to, fighting in the crowd and, they climb up in the quarry. We have a lot of cement, walls and cement seats, for quote unquote bleachers when you get them to the second level, anything that's not on the floor. And so they climb up to, and there's a cage up there, which is kind of strange and maybe a little out of place. You could seem like at first look, but they get up and climb up into the cage, battle up there a little bit, and Jaden hits Jackson, and he gets sent through the table that they set up on the floor when they were battling in the crowd. Jason can't answer the 10 count, so Jaden gets the win.
Right there, and that's it.
that's basically it. Yeah, that's the quick synopsis. And it was kind of funny. A little side note on this: RMH, Rocky Mountain High, had gone to the restroom right before they started this match, and because he went to the restroom, and the restroom is out where they started fighting in the crowd, so security wouldn't let him come back in because they knew that this was going to happen. So, he was telling me after that he got to see, he was kind of wondering what was going on, and basically all he saw was just barely Jackson, right before he hit the table. So it literally happened, like, right in front of him. So if you guys watch the video, you can kind of see the doorway, where you kind of go out of the arena to, restrooms and the concession stands and the merch table there at the quarry. So that was kind of funny. A little personal side note of, our little visit there on that episode of, Charge there on that recording. So.
Yeah. Like I say, very good episode, bringing in new characters that we didn't even see in the, first episode, continuing the storylines to each, not very long, but hour long episodes. So,
yeah, cool. I think it was just barely under an hour, because they did this all online. They're not handcuffed by a time limit, so you can record however long you need your episode to be, make it however long you want it to be. So some of the episodes in the future are a little over an hour, some are a little under. It's kind of hit and miss, So it just kind of depends on what they have going on in that particular episode. So if we had to now then look here just at episode 2 alone, what would your rating be?
Episode 2 alone, like an 8. Good solid work, great camera work, great venue, nice, you know. I like the way the seat in the front row, and right behind you is like a big border, you know, and then it goes to the next row. Yeah, good 8. A lot of storyline progression, a little bit more history of the show, and a good start off point for these shows. Like, it gets me something to look forward to next episode, because we have number one contenders matches and things like that.
Yeah, some championship matches happening. They're setting up a lot of stuff. They got a lot going on. So, yeah. And, you know, I'm going to agree with you. I'd probably give them like a 8.5, a 9 maybe. This was really good. Got a lot of different kind of matches, a lot of stuff. May have been a little heavy on a lot of promos and segments and things of that nature, but that's maybe kind of what they had to do just because of this being the episode number 2 of Charged on here. So they had to kind of still do a little bit of more storytelling, but as you guys, little foreshadowing, you guys may see it kind of, it'll work out and we'll get a good balance of wrestling and segments. So, but overall, if you had to add the two episodes together for our complete podcast episode, would you give them? Would you give them an 8, a 9, 8.5?
I'll go with a solid 9, because that first episode was just so good, explaining to me how all this works. So I'll stick with the 9 for both episodes, because they flowed together. Yeah. They didn't jump storylines, they just continued the same storyline.
Okay. Yeah, and that's one thing. Yeah, that's one thing too that I noticed when I watched this the first time around when they were on the Realm Network. That and now that they're on Fight TV, everybody gets to see all this glory that I got to see, and I'm enjoying to watching this for a second or a third time. So, and I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna definitely give them a 9. I'm in total agreement with it. With this, so I can't wait to, of course, swing around and review it again and watch it again, because there's things that I kind of remembered, and you know, they did what they I think they accomplished what they wanted to do, with them doing this as seasons and kind of looking at it as a show as a whole. You know, I think they hit everything that they needed to. So
yeah. So I guess I usually ask the question. So, so what are we going to review here next week on What's On Fight?
Well, next week we are scheduled to revisit a show that we have watched before, and what we decided to do is we're going to go ahead and do Wrestlicious Hoedown. Because we had mentioned, if you guys remember, a couple episodes ago, that we were going to review either Championship Hollywood from Wrestling episode number 300 or 298 or whatever it was, but the timing was a little strange because of how the episode was recorded and how it premiered on Fight. So we just said we're going to do that or Wrestlicious. So we figured we'd go ahead and clear out that pseudo queue a little bit and go ahead and revisit Wrestlicious, have a little bit of fun, because these Wrestlicious is, in my opinion, just a fun, total absolute fun show to watch. And it was a little foreshadow, we skimmed it a little bit, and this ought to be pretty entertaining. That's, as you could tell, Finn laughing there in the background.
Yeah, my new favorite, Candy Kisses. Oh, she's on this episode. And little Slam. I would have punched Little Slam so hard. Yes, we're going to be reviewing, is it Hoedown, Throwdown, or is it just Hoedown?
I think just Hoedown, yeah. Or was it Hoedown? Hoedown, Throwdown. I forget, but you'll be able to find it when you do a search there and find out.
Yes, now that they're putting everything in a nice, a better order, instead of we just type. Now if we type Wrestlicious in, that actually gives us WrestleLicious, because before we were typing it in, it was giving us nothing. We had to type in girls and then go from there. But now they got it a little bit more organized. So hoe down.
It is hoe down. It is hoe down, throw down. Yes.
Because this is their battle royal. So you can see he's the number one contender for the WrestleLicious crown? Uh-oh, watch out. Yes. So,
What you guys will notice too is when you do some searching in the Fight app, is that some of the promotions now start, having listed as a channel. So when you click on it, you'll get, all the episodes that are, earmarked as such. So it's kind of nice. The organization is coming along. So kudos to the Fight app for adding that little extra feature in there.
Upgrading and all that other good stuff that they're doing there. But if you need to reach us, you know, find us. It is easy, simple. We got new websites, new everything. We're upgrading because everyone else is upgrading. That's how it works, right? So what
exactly?
What is a new podcast? What's up?
Our new email address is podcast@whatsonfight.com. And, you can also, if you guys want to, you can also, email us too. You can email finfish@whatsonfight.com and mrforthrow@whatsonfight.com as well.
Yeah, because we're some fighting fools and we're looking for a good time here. and then we're 100% on Twitter. All these companies tweet us back, commending us that we reviewed their shows. You know, a lot of this is, you know, a little bit behind the scenes stuff, but that's how we get bumpers, and that's how we get all this other stuff, you know, because they like our concept of this idea of doing random shows provided by the Fight app. And if you want to follow along with us on Twitter, it is What's On Fight on Twitter, you know, but you can find me on Twitter as well, Finfish SCU, and then the same with the Gmail, finfishscu@gmail.com. And
myself on Twitter is Mr. Fourth Row. Spell out the Mr. Put a 4th there in the middle. End it with Row. And like I said, you can either email me at whatsonfight.com or gmail.com, whichever one you can remember.
All right, and we have so many more podcasts for you to listen to on the brand new Trending Topics Network. My favorite, number one, absolutely, is Lucha Chat, where I chat all about Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground has now on Netflix, seasons 1 and 2. And if you need to know any information about those, you know, what's going on here, if you don't understand something, you know, I give you, you can ask me and I'll let you know. Definitely. I'll show you some of my older episodes, which are numbered by the names of the actual episodes of Lucha Underground. So that's going to be easy for you to find there. We also have European Uppercut podcast. I'm going to add a podcast. But European Uppercut, a European perspective of American the pro wrestling.
And we also have the Spanish Announce Table, who slams your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Would a table of wrestling knowledge hurt? I don't know. Because any table would hurt.
Well, you know, I guess physically it might hurt, but the getting the knowledge through the osmosis might be worth it.
All right, so get your head slammed through a table and learn some more wrestling. We got WrestleCast. They're coming to an end pretty soon, I believe. But catch them while they're still there, because they have a serious discussion of the non-serious world of professional wrestling. We get you hanging with Heavy. Heavy hangs out, talks to all the quite a few of the callers from the All Wrestling Weekend Review. See how they started, see what they went through, and see how they got here. All on Hanging with Heavy. Don't forget, we got some non-wrestling shows. Talking to non-wrestling people.
We have NFL Easy. Go ahead. We have NFL Easy Picks and CFL Easy Picks. Talking about the pigskin, the football. So both seasons are... out of season right now, but, you know, going to be ramping up real soon.
Wouldn't it be Canadian bacon? Wouldn't that be?
Canadian pigskin?
Yeah, Canadian pigskin. But, got a lot of different styles of shows to listen to. Squabble Box, Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, The Tuts Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU, and as we list these shows, we forgot to add one. It's Wrestling Cheers.
Wrestling Cheers, yes.
Cheers, yeah, Wrestling Cheers. Like, Cheers Wrestling? What the hell am I talking? So, we got Wrestling Cheers, where we drink and talk right now. Heavyset hosts the show based out of his hometown, about the hometown talent in his hometown. Hope that's not confusing, but...
formerly known as the Ohio Indie Report.
Yep. Ohio Indie Report wasn't cutting it, so he switched it to Wrestling Cheers. So, get a beer, sit back, call up Norm, and, you know, see what's going on, and listen to Wrestling Cheers.
Yep, Humphrey Jacobs the First may join you there. Because he knows Norm and all the game.
Yeah, and everyone knows your name. But, looks like, I don't know about you, but I am completely done fighting with Rocky Mountain Pro episodes 1 and 2. How about you?
I am very, very excited that getting to fight with Rocky Mountain Pro here on the podcast. So that's all we have to fight about this week. So until next time, fight on.
Bye.
You say it doesn't matter.